Hey, everybody, this is Russell. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right, what do you think? Did you like the keynote presentation so far? I hope you did. Hopefully it gave you some ideas about how we grow a business using relationships and joint ventures and the Dream 100 and give you guys some realistic expectations on how the game is played. I hope you guys enjoy it so far. Now, at the end of the symposium, they opened up to Q&A, which was really fun. And so I had a chance to do some Q&A and answer some questions. And we kind of jumped all over the board. So this episode will be fun. You'll get a couple different perspectives on some questions. My guess is that one of the questions you're going to hear is a question that you're probably wondering, or it's something maybe you should have asked and didn't even think about it. So I hope this gives you some value and you get some benefit from it. Once again, I want to thank Christopher Voss for allowing me to use my presentation from his ROR symposium for the podcast episode. If you want to follow Christopher and learn more about what he's doing and how to build better relationships in your business to get more traffic, build more referrals and things like that, make sure you go to rorUniversity.com and get on his list. All right, with that said, I'm going to open up the third and final episode from our ROR symposium. We have a chance to do some Q&A with me, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Thanks so much.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
One of my capacities today, just in this hour, is to be bouncer. So y'all get on the velvet rope. I've got my clipboard. I will let you go first, McCall, because I can see you on my screen. McCall, we got 10 or 15 minutes, so just do me a favor, people. Ask Russell your question with a certain amount of concise nature, and then he can answer it, because we have one last thing we need to do before Russell goes, and then we can wrap up the symposium. So, McCall, go ahead, unmute yourself, and ask your question.
Hi. Okay, I want to know who's on your list next. Ooh. You got to have like a list of people who you are always trying to connect with. I mean, I know, you know, you've gone to Tony Robbins. Are there people that you're active? I mean, I know there are, but who are the people who you are actively trying to connect with now? Are you going to share it with us? Is it a secret? Is it supposed to be a secret? Am I
missing something here? Maybe I'll put out in the world and then you guys can go find these people for me. It's interesting. And partially it's because I wear my life. Like number one, okay. So partially it's because I started getting obsessed with UFC during COVID. So I started watching more UFC fights. So this will make sense in a second. Also, I'm working on my success and personal development books right now. So that it kind of opens up the reason why also. But the two people that I really am looking forward to eventually is Dana White and Joe Rogan. Like those two guys are super fascinating to me.
Rogan, and who is the first one?
Dana White, who's the owner of UFC. Both of them I don't agree with. Like, if you look at like our belief system, like half of them, like, but they fascinate me on the other half. And I have the ability to, like, hopefully all of us can learn is you can disagree with somebody on a lot of things and still have respect for them and still learn from them. So, but those are the two I'm really fascinated by. And like, I have so many things. I'm not a very good interview, but man, if I sit down for an hour or two with them, I have so many things I want to ask them. And like, those guys fascinate me. So.
Do you just do it in like a Kevin Bacon way where you're like, okay, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon away from Joe Rogan and Dana White, and you just like start to eliminate?
Definitely. Or it's like, you know, there's that, but also like, is there a way I can incorporate Joe? Like, how can I serve Joe Rogan? Right. Like he's got the biggest podcast. Like my podcast isn't going to help him, but like I'll put him on stage potentially, or there's something we could do, or what's the next, like if he's going to be doing like his comedy shows, like maybe I could find out like, hey, I can help fill a show in a city and we can do a funnel and like, I don't know, something like that where I can use my unique abilities to help magnify something they're doing. Right. Or Dana White, like, and I don't know how I'd serve him yet. But that would be kind of the thing. And then yes, it's looking at degrees of separation. Like I do know that Grant Cardone had Dana White on stage. I know there's that. I know Alex Sharpton just moved next door to Joe Rogan. So there's those kind of things, but I'm not like, hey, Sharpton, can you call Joe Rogan for me? What's his address? You know, I'm not doing that because I don't want to be the creepy guy, but I'm like, okay, I do know like there's connection points and who and how and all those kind of things. And then I'm also trying to pay attention to him. So like when I do have a chance to meet them the very first time, I can have an intelligent conversation. I can tell when people are prepared to meet me because they, like today, I had a guy that I'm potentially interviewing for a big position. And it was in the conversation. I could just like little things. Like he asked something about wrestling. I was like, oh, how do you know about wrestling? And he's like, your kids wrestle? I was like, I literally Instagram a picture of Aiden on a wrestling mat last night. Like he did his homework. So we had this thing. And all of a sudden I was like, oh, he's cool because he understands. Like he's paying attention. And then all of a sudden I was like, ah, oh, he got me. Like I trust this guy now because he had that commonality. And so
I'm trying to like pay enough attention to them, what they're doing, where I can have a, not that I have to agree with them, but I can like have a conversation like, hey, I don't agree with this. What do you think? And like now we have a fat, like always sometimes agreeing with people don't create the connection point. It's like the disagreement where you can have a discussion like that gets more fascinating. You can get closer to somebody through that than you ever could. I'm like, oh, you're so cool. You know, like people don't want to feel like they're being worshiped. They want to feel like an equal. So it's like, if you get a mentally stimulating conversation with somebody that you disagree with, sometimes that's the best connection. It's like, I really enjoyed, I don't have the same opinion of that person. That was a fascinating view to look at it through, you know? And so just kind of do my homework there. And you know, yeah, so stuff like that.
That's cool. Thanks, man.
No
awesome.
Worries.
Okay. Next. What, you know, that's how rumors get started. Did you guys know that Russell's getting into UFC? he's going to be the ultimate
fighter
champion.
Ready for it. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, Daniel, you're next.
I think
go
if
ahead.
I was to have just retired from wrestling right now in my life, I 100% be like going towards UFC. Now that I'm an old man, I can't, and I didn't understand fighting back when I did get done competing. But if I was to, like, if I was graduating from competition right now, I'd 100% be in the UFC or trying for the UFC for sure.
And I had no idea that you were such a pop culture reference person. I've seen you do it on stage a few times, but you did it in this small group. And I'm like, thank God, Russell and I have this in common, because my immediate thought when you talked about it was you can be like the guy from Friends when Jon Favreau tries to be the ultimate fighting champion. He's past his prime there, and he has to give up the dream. But anyway, Daniel, go ahead with your question.
All right. First up, thank you so much, Russell. You have been such an honor to be here in the same room as you. It's because of you, you know, my mindset has switched from the mindset of just wanting to earn more money to serving people. I'm a super big fan of you and your podcast, and especially marketing in your card. That totally rocks. and my
by the way, did you notice that? Now I know, first off, he's paid attention, but wasn't just like, oh, I bought your book. He's like, marketing your car, which is my old podcast. He paid attention to, you know, so check that out. Connection point. Now I'm like, this guy's a real fan. I actually trust him even more. So very good for you. That was awesome.
I love you, Russell. I love you so much. So your latest podcast where you mentioned, you know, about the reasons for entry versus the reasons to stay from Dan Kennedy. So I believe that we can also use that same framework for our Dream 100 too. If yes, could you expound a little bit more on that for me, please?
Yeah, for sure. Those who don't know the reference yet, I did a podcast about this facts right here. Hold on. Oh, sorry, this one. Dang it. Anyway, Dan only sends me some facts. So there's facts that we got, which was like the facts he sent to the guy who bought it before me about like how the other company destroyed his brand and his name. And there's a whole bunch of these little nuggets. So I shared one nugget, which was the difference between like why people come into your business and why they stay in your business. Like they're different, right? So like, for example, like in our mastermind, people come, it's like, I want to be in Russell's mastermind. And they get there and they're like, Russell's not that cool, but all the people here are amazing. And they stick because of the community of people. Right. So it's like, I'm the hook to get them in, but it's like, this is what you're actually paying for is this amazing community. Right. And Dan was talking about, because for them, it's like people come in because they want like the money making secret of whatever, but they stay for the community and the newsletter and like, and Dan and his thoughts and like, you know, it's understanding that they come and they stick for different reasons. And so Dream 100 is very similar. You know, I think, a good practical example is like when we launched ClickFunnels, I was trying to find people that we could build funnels for free. Right. So I called a bunch of like bigger name people, like Tony was one, Dave Asprey, a bunch of people who I look up to. And I was like, hey, can I build you a funnel for your new book launch or for your thing? Or, for, you know, it's so like they came cause I wanted to like serve them, like do a thing like that. But then that's how I got to know him. Right. Like I had a chance to go to Bulletproof Cafe and film Dave Asprey and get to know him and become personal with him and like build a relationship. And so the hook was what got him to say yes to the meeting and to me spending mm-hmm. Half a day with him. Right. But then after that, the relationship stuck because of the other things. Does that make sense? So it's kind of the same things. Like, how do I serve him? That's the hook to get him in. So you have time to build relationships. That's the hardest thing. Like, you know, right now it's hard because like my time's so busy. It's like, how am I going to have, you know, how am I going to have time to meet everybody? Right. So it's like, what's the hook? Like, what's something like, or else I can bring this to value to you. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I got 30 minutes. Let's figure this out. And then if, you know, during that window, if you build a relationship, now they stick for that. And so, it's, yeah. You know, and I think that's a lot of ways, times the way you open the doors through like, how can I serve? You know, for me, it's like, I don't have very many talents, but funnels is one of them. So I built funnels for a lot of people. And nowadays there's other people I want to get a hold of. I don't necessarily build a funnel, but I'm like, hey, we want to migrate you over. I got a team of amazing people to help you do your thing and build it out. And that way, you know, again, we're serving them, getting it like, hey, now your thing's on ClickFunnels platform. And then now, you know, the relationship is built. So I think that's probably how I look at it from an affiliate standpoint.
So you're just like going all out to serve them and just having that heart of service. And from there on, you build a reciprocity and that's how you continue on the relationship. Thank you so much, Russell. Really appreciate you.
No worries. Love you. One example, Dave did that with somebody. We were at this thing and we'd asked this guy, we knew who it was. He's like,
a friend, not like, like best buddies, you know? And we had ClickFunnels. It was when ClickFunnels first came out. We asked him 3 or 4 times, like, hey, you want to help us? And he was just like, no, no. And then Dave found out that he lives in Australia. He was flying back to Australia and he wanted this surfboard. Mm-hmm. So Dave went and bought the surfboard and then tried to give it to him. Then we missed the thing. So Dave ended up jumping in a car and driving like 3 hours to the airport to get it to him and all this stuff. And then he flew back to Australia. He called me. He's like, man, Dave literally like bought the thing I was looking for, drove it to me, got it to me before in time. Like, now I have it here. He's like, I have to promote ClickFunnels now. So Dave was the hook. And I was like, oh, like you guys serve at a level that nobody else does. Like, yes. Okay. That, now I'll do the thing. And you know, back one of our early promoters way back in the day. So anyway, just, it's always amazing. Looking into that. Like, how do you help the people out first?
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much, Russell. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
God bless you.
Great, great question, Gino. And thanks for being like a real life example of what we're supposed to be doing, man. Russell was able to point out like 3 things you did right there. It was amazing. All right, Jim, your next buddy, Mr. Show, go ahead and unmute yourself and ask Russell your question and try not to get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble.
That's harsh.
I might cut the mic.
Yeah, right. Get him off.
I'm just giving. Jim and I have had a really great relationship. He's been helping out, and he's gonna help me out with something a little bit.
Very
yes.
Good.
So I focus on live streaming because I'm addicted to it. I think that Twitch is like the future, and I'm just trying to bring it here a little faster, and to entrepreneurs in particular. And I love the relationships that come from it. I had a game show called X's and O's Game Show that formed amazing relationships, but it was very tight knit, small family kind of a thing. So like, I want to give that to the audience too. And I wanted to know if you, with like, you have the Marketing Secrets Show. And when you did that YouTube video, like I got giddy. You were like, you need a show. I was like, yes. But I just want to know if you had any recommendations for how to make it that personal feel of being on the show. Mm-hmm. How can I give that to the audience?
Mm. So I know what Twitch is because my kids watch video games on it and stuff. So can you explain, so I understand, like, are you doing Twitch shows, but like more like business type stuff, or how are you?
Yeah, if you go under just chatting for Twitch, they have actual shows and shows like talk shows, interviews, game shows, you know, like what I ended up doing. They have round tables and all sorts of things that are not game centric. Mm-hmm. And the audiences are just loving it. They're adoring it. Cool. You know, and they have things like Patreon to where you can take that step closer. They have exclusive content and things. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of doing something more like that, but I'm not a big fan of like Patreon. I just want to give that to them anyway.
Yeah. It's funny. We talked, again, this is one thing that I don't understand how the whole platform works. We talked about like, we should do a Twitch show where people are just building funnels all day long. Like my kids watch video games and like, we talked about it a couple of times. So it's interesting. You know, I haven't done it on the platform, so I don't know exactly how it would work. But I think conceptually, the way you build community is a couple of things, right? Number one is like, people have to feel like they're part of something. So it's not just like a bunch of randos coming to an event. It's like, for my clients, a bunch of funnel hackers come to an event. Like they're coming and it's not like they're showing up just randomly. It's like, they're like, this is my people. I'm part of this. Like it's a tribe. It's a community. It's like they're part of it. Right. Just like family reunion, you go back and it's like all my family comes together. Cause like we're family and you family talk forever. Like we become into family because we're family. And so we always try to create that, but it comes with like people identifying with the thing you're doing. Right. Expert Secrets talks a lot about this, but it's like those kind of things. Like how do you get people to self-identify so they feel like they're part of the thing as opposed to I'm going to watch a show, like I'm part of this, right? When we built ClickFunnels specifically, I was like, if people think it's Russell's company, they're not going to, it might be successful, but it's not going to, it'll stop. I was like, I want people to feel like ClickFunnels is our software. This is our company together, right? And so you look at my language and I talk through things, I'm never like, my company, ClickFunnels. I'm like, yeah, it's a community. I'm like, this is ClickFunnels, we have this community. And like I'm trying to make it our company, not my company. Because no one cares if my company succeeds or not, but they care if our company, if our movement, if our culture, if our thing is different, right? And so it's like, how do we make it we instead of just you? You know, and I think that's one reason why we've had so much success inside of our industry is I look at everybody else and everybody else doesn't do that. Everyone else is like them and they're about them and about the thing. And it's like, we try to be us and try to make people feel tighter. And then, you know, you don't have to necessarily monetize on Patreon or whatever. It could be just like swag. Like for example, we had Daryl Eves came and spoke at our last Inner Circle meeting, and he,
love Daryl,
I don't know if you guys know The Chosen, but they've done $29 million in t-shirt sales on the back of The Chosen. So the content's completely free. Everything's free out there, but because the community and people want it, like just in t-shirt sales, right? And they've done a lot more in other stuff. But like you think about that, it's like the entire, everything, all the content is completely free, but it's the community. And like, and so it's looking at that, like how it's going to monetize it. Maybe it's not a paid thing or Patreon or whatever, but like, what do you have? Is it swag? Is it, for me, it's software, right? Like my whole goal, like, is to get people into software eventually. You know, Dan Kennedy was all about newsletters, like physical newsletters is their thing that they monetize. And so it's just looking at like what monetization vehicle like is exciting for you. And then making that the thing that you plug people into. And it could be anything. It could be, again, software, supplements. It could be, you know, all of us drink the same drink, supplement drink. Well, you know, whatever the thing is, but there's this commonality thing that ties everybody together where they have this unique experience. In fact, like Pruvit's a network marketing company I've done a lot of work with in the past. But, you know, everyone's drinking ketones, and like the key, like literally the drink that they're drinking is what ties this community together. And they all have ketone shirts and like all these things, but that's the glue that ties all the people together where they're all doing the same things. For me, it's software. Other people's, it's supplements. Some people, it's new, like whatever the thing is that glues the tribe together.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Someday, if I'm ever on Twitch doing the Funnel Hacker funnel building show, I'll have to consult with you.
Check out Just Chatting, man. It's really, really fun.
Yeah, very cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jim. That's a great question. Russell, we have three more hands raised, and I've kind of cut it off and said that we're not going to have any more time. So if we could just take the last two questions and then we'll wrap things up. Tammy, you're next. Could you please unmute and ask your question?
You've already done the hard part. You started your business, taken the leaps to believe in yourself and your vision. But if you want to make more money doing what you love, you need to grow. And to do that, you need a marketing strategy. There's a recent episode in a great new podcast called This is Small Business that talks all about this. You learn how to identify your target audience and where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're making the most out of your budget, and how to use data to set goals. This is Small Business is an original podcast from Amazon and answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your own business, looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to grow, This is Small Business has practical tips that you can use today. And this show covers all sorts of small business topics. Coming up this month, you'll have a chance to learn how to grow your email list from one of my favorite people on the planet, Jenna Kutcher. And you're also going to get step-by-step guidance for accelerating your business growth with Amy Porterfield, another one of my favorites. So make sure you go and follow the This Is Small Business podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss out on those fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to and the ability to build relationships with decision makers, a billion members, 180 million senior-level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools, but specifically for B2B. In technology, LinkedIn generated 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend than other social media platforms. You'll work with partners who respect the B2B world that you operate in. 79% of B2B content marketers said that LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. Here at ClickFunnels, we also use LinkedIn ads to get more of our high-end dream customers we can't target anywhere else online. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. All you gotta do is go to linkedin.com/clicks. CLICKS to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/clicks. Terms and conditions may apply.
Russell, hey. I am so excited to have the opportunity. Thank you very much. And you mentioned something that was kind of a segue as to what I wanted to ask you, had I ever got the opportunity to ask you, and here it is. Tell me a little bit about the Funnel Hacker t-shirt. And the reason I ask is because this is what I do. I help clients make connections with their clients and customers and love on them and kind of work their way through building these amazing relationships. And I use the Funnel Hacker t-shirt as an example all of the time. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. I don't even know if you know. Do you know you can't even go on eBay and buy a Funnel Hacker's t-shirt? Like, occasionally you can find one, but most generally you just can't, man. I mean, you just can't find it. And so it is a coveted item that defines your community. It gives them a jumping off point, not because it has your logo on it. I don't even think that's the brilliant part of this. The reason is because you have either intentionally or not intentionally, you have connected with the end product of what you're delivering, and people self-identify with that to the point of they want to be what it is that you offer. 100%. And I think people miss that so much in the branding. I see that in my business, things that I do. people want to slap their logo on it. They're the first things like, let's put a logo on it. And it's not about you. Can you speak to that just a little bit? Because
100%. So I remember going to TNC before we launched Funaki Live. And I remember like they gave swag out. And it was like, it was weird things like one was a tuxedo and the things. And I remember I got home and I had them and I just kind of threw them away and I didn't do anything with it. I remember when we were building swag. I definitely didn't do this intentionally, but then after it happened, I realized it. And then we doubled down on that. And so what we realized is that 100% what you said. So yes, everything you said has my mark of approval. They have to identify. So like if they can't say, I am a blank, they're not going to connect with it, right? So I am a funnel hacker. I am a biohacker. I am a lady boss. Like I am a funnel builder. Like I am a, they you can say I am a, and then the word, that's how it is. Cause I put it on like, I'm a funnel hacker, just a funnel hacker, but like they have to be able to say that I am a whatever. That's why I like expert secrets would be a horrible t-shirt. I'm an expert secrets. No, I am a ClickFunnels. No, like this is not going to work. Like it's not going to create a movement. It's not like I'm like there, right here, Daniel, right? I am diehard. I'm a diehard funnel hacker. Like that's the amplification of it, right? But like you wear that because that's who you are. I am a boom. And so that's what self-identifies. Like me wearing a tuxedo thing was weird. I can't remember the other one they had. I just remember like, I remember specifically because I Funnel Hacking Live was like right after, like a year later or something. And I remember thinking like, I want swag that people would wear. And what's crazy now is I get texts probably two or three times a week from friends who are like, I'm in Malaysia on a, those little carts. And as I'm driving down the street, there's this dude and they send pictures and they're like taking pictures like this dude in the middle of nowhere is wearing your shirt. And like, I get texts. Oh, it's like the craziest thing. Like someone the other day was like, I'm in an airport in Singapore. I'm in Australia. I'm in New Zealand, like all these things. And they're sending these random shirts. Yeah. I see a bunch of you guys wearing them. And it's just like the coolest thing. And it's been spread through. So like, if you notice nowadays, like not all of them, sometimes they have different reasons, but almost all of our core shirts that we give away or do things with always like the test for me is like, can I say, I am a blank. If we can, sweet. If not, it's not going to like, maybe it's something that's like a cool whatever, but it's not like a movement making something that someone who wears. And so yes, 100% agree. And that's why we do it. And again, I don't think I did it up front. In fact, I think it was actually Kaylin Poland because we had Lady Boss. We had Funnel Hacker and she had launched her swag stuff and like a bunch of them didn't work. And then the one that just said Lady Boss on it, she came back. And I remember in our inner circle meeting, that's what she said. She's like, I realized that they can't say I am a whatever, they don't self-identify. It's like, we may sell it, but for us to sell a lot, it's like the self-identification gets people to actually buy, wear it, you know, all that kind of stuff. So very cool.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Great question. Okay, Larry, and then we've got the last two. So Larry, go ahead and unmute and ask your question.
Thank you. Thank you, Russell, for this wonderful speech. I'm really excited because I started my journey 3 years ago with your secrets books, and I have read them dozens of times and audio books also. So I very well know your concepts of Dream 100 and making movements. I just want to ask you, I'm starting to make movement. It's a really small group of fearless live goal getters. We are fighting the fear of going lives and starting using those lives in the business. So what's your recommendation for me? I have finally a month and a half ago started to get some traction. I joined One Comma Club. So how to make that movement?
So your people are going live like on Facebook? Is that what you're talking about? Like.
Yes. Inside of the group, we are practicing, and later they are starting using that in their business.
Okay. And then what type of people are you training?
Entrepreneurs and marketeers.
Do they fall in a certain like subcategory underneath that?
Yes. There are people who actually haven't done those lives at all, but can realize very fast the power of it and have to overcome that fear. I'm also introverted just like you, and I have done 160 lives in a row just to persuade myself. And during that period, I have persuaded so many people. So eventually the movement catch up.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'd be looking at like, you know, if I was you, it'd be like, what do these people identify as, right? You know, McCall did charisma hackers. I did funnel hackers. You know, but like, what do your people consider themselves? Like, are they creators? Like, you know, whole creator economy is a big thing. Like, I'm a creator. I'm a I'm a go live creator. I'm a, you know, as a creator, is the, are they doing physical projects? Are they experts? Are they, you know, I look at like how they would identify themselves. In fact, I didn't even ask them like, hey, there's a lot of different people in this group. Like, how would you self-identify yourself and do a little quiz or survey, have them like, and see what the words that they're using. Because like, I didn't come up with Funnel Hacker, by the way, it's interesting. I had a webinar called the Funnel Hacks webinar, and we sold a course called Funnel Hacking Secrets or something like that, or Funnel Hacks, anyway, whatever it was. And it was someone in our forum who posted like, good morning, funnel hackers, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. They call themselves funnel hackers. And they're like, oh, and then like, we need it. And that started the whole thing. It wasn't something I came up with. It was like, they self-identified, like they said it. Someone said it. I wish I knew who said it, because I'd like give them an award or something. But yeah, someone said it in our little Facebook group of maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people at the time. And I was just like, that's the coolest thing. I remember like literally calling Dylan and Todd. And I was like, it is the coolest thing. Someone just called themselves a funnel hacker. Like, oh, and so I would like maybe ask your people and like, how would you identify yourself? Like, what are you? What would you call yourself? Or like, even tell them like, we're building a tribe here. Like, what should we call ourselves? We need a cool name, and like, see what the, you know, the people in the group kind of what they come up with as well. So
yeah, we are fearless live goal getters, but they like that name. But maybe I should reiterate a bit.
Yeah, fierce life. So they're fierce life goal getters. So like, yeah. We're people who build funnels. Like, what'll be like? So are we goal getters? Are we livers?
I don't know,
something.
Yeah.
So thank very you. Cool. Congrats, man. That's awesome. And the one comic club, that's the hardest. Two comic clubs, the hardest. By the way, for anyone who does this, like, after you get like past the two comic club, the net, like it gets, there's a, at least for me, there's a mental block for 3 years to break that. And after I got it, like the rest of the business got really easy. But like, that's like the hardest one of that first two comic clubs. So one comic club is huge. Anyway, you'll get it. It's awesome.
Thank you. You're fantastic.
Love it. Awesome. Okay. So we have Michael Vale. Michael, you're not on camera, but I'm sure you're there. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm actually hiding at work, so I can't put the camera on. But,
I understand.
Yeah. That's a little different question for you, Russell. I love the way that you include your family. And I actually got to meet your two kids and your wife at Funnel Hacking Lab. And and I know you're trying to get your boy head up to speed a little bit, but how does this play into the relationship world? It's kind of an odd question, but, you know.
How does, say it again, so how does having my...
Well, I mean, I'm just one of your hackers out here, but to see that and to see you also share your faith bring, for me, validity. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're, it makes you aesthetic as a person. And how does that build relationships out in the community?
So I think Myron Golden said, he's like, you don't track who you want, you track who you are. And so initially I used to try to, you know, get, anyway, I would try to get whoever into my world, and I would kind of hide who I was more so. And I got people who I actually didn't like very much. If you've read the intro of the .com secrets book, I talk about how like one day I woke up and I hated all my customers because I wasn't being like, and I hate the cliche, like, you need to be more authentic. But it was literally, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to start sharing everything in my life. And I remember I started talking about my wrestling. I started talking about my kids. You know, back then we just had our twins. I told that story, and I started with my wife. And I just, it was crazy. As I talked about these things, people who were like me started coming to my world. And I was like, oh my gosh, I actually like these people that I'm serving now, because we attract who we like. And there's people who, and you know, and it was years before I was willing to talk about God and my beliefs there. And like, I was like scared, like, oh. And I started doing it, and it was crazy because one of two things happened. Either they didn't believe in God, and they're like, I don't care, Russell's cool for this. Or they were like, oh, I'm offended because he talked about that and left. And I was like, sweet, that's great that they're gone. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just interesting because the more I've done it, the more like the people who we attract, I like them more. And it's more exciting. And so I think it's just, I don't know. And I get a question a lot. It's like, well, like, are you scared showing your kids on Instagram? Be scared? And like, yes, it's scary. At the same time, it's like, this is the world we live in today. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's like, there comes a point where you got to train your kids, you got to do stuff, you got to pray that things are going to be safe, and then hope for the best. And, you know what I mean? And so, I don't know, it's being willing to share those things that are scary. And I'm not vulnerable to the point where I'm sharing everything about my life, but I'm definitely like introduce people so they know who I am and where I stand and my values, because at the end of the day, like, I want more of those people around me. And I can, there's people who come into our world who don't have my values. But a lot of times, like, we transition, right? They come in because they want to make money. And then they keep hearing me talk about this. And eventually, you're like, huh. And you start thinking about things differently. It's like, And so it's just being willing and open to share those kind of things. And if you do it, then, you know, it'll attract the right people. So yeah, I think for everybody, just being okay with that. Like, you know, like, and I'm going to, Don's a great example of this, right? Don is, I've seen a transformation in him over the last year, and I love him. I love him however he wants to be. I don't care. And, I respect him. He's a great friend. Like, so it doesn't matter to me. And it's the same thing, right? And some people, I'm sure you've lost friends. I'm sure you've gained friends. And it's like, who cares? Like, as long as, like, this way, the people I want are going to be around me, and that's amazing. And the people who are not okay with that, they're gone. And that's amazing too. Like, it makes life so much better. I think it's like, all of us just be who we want to be. And
thank you, Russell. Thank you.
It's awesome. Hey, can we actually, I see Luke over here. Can we do one more question? Yeah. I'm curious.
Don't worry. Don't worry. He's here. I just want to say thank you, Russell, for that, by the way. It's my turn to cry. I made it through 3 days without crying, which is not easy for me. Losing people in my life like you was my biggest fear, not because of who you are, because of the stories I told myself. So thank you for letting me live unapologetically and love myself unconditionally. I appreciate it.
No worries, man.
Hey, Luke. So what you don't know about Luke yet, maybe, Russell, is Luke is 12, just turned 13, spoke on this symposium as one of the 35 amazing speakers, so cool. And did it on his birthday. And he courageously has raised his hand to ask the Russell Brunson a question. Luke, let's go, buddy.
Hey, Russell, I'm a super big fan. I have .com secrets. Nice. It's like completely stained everything because I've carried it everywhere around with me. And my brother, he created
My kids don't think I'm cool. So if you could let them know, that'd be awesome.
My brother, he's a huge fan. He created his own landing page promoting your book at the age of 7. And so he loves you too. My question for you is, how do you get credibility at a young age in an adult world?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I would say, first off, you're doing it. Like, the bigger thing is, like, in people's minds, and I'm the same way, like, we always have our minds like, oh, I can't be successful because of blah, right? Because I'm too young, I'm too old, I've got, like, everyone's got an excuse of why they can't do it. But what's crazy is, like, when I got started, like, as I started doing stuff, people were like, oh my gosh, you're so young, this is cool, right? And then you see people that are older, they got, like, I think more it's a mental thing. Like, the fact you were here, like, there's a whole bunch of speakers on here. And like, I kept seeing your face. And I was like, I don't know this, but I want to talk to that guy. I want to talk to that guy the most. Like, everyone else is like, oh, they're all boring adults. Like, they're like, blah, who cares? But, like, I want to talk to you. Like, that's why I called you at the end. So I think it's actually like a superpower. Like, usually the things that we are afraid of or we think are going to be our limiting things end up becoming our superpowers. Right. And I think it's just leaning into it and being okay with it. Because most of that is just in our head, like thinking like, I can't do it because of blah, 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 blah. I can't do it. And everyone's got an excuse that to this day have tons of excuses. Like, I can't do it because I talk too fast, or, you know, I'm not as cool as somebody else, or blah, blah, blah. You know, we all have these same things. I think it's just like understanding that, like, that's actually a superpower. The fact that you're young and you're having success and you're doing these things is going to attract more people to you. More people are going to want to have you speaking at their events. More people are going to, you know, Noah Lenz, I don't know if you know Noah yet, but he was, I think he was like 11 or 12 when he somehow figured out my Voxer ID and hacked into my Voxer ID and started messaging me. And at first, you know, I was just like, there's this young kid messaging me, and I don't know. I was getting scared. Like, do I respond back or not? Cause it might open some weird conversation. And then like, I should show you the message. It was so funny. Cause he's like, hey Russell, I found an error on your funnel. Here's the fix. Send it to your tech guy and send it to me. I was like, what 11-year-old kid, like, found an error on my thing and then sent it to me, right? And then the next day he's like, hey Russell, you talked about this thing, so I built an entire funnel that you could use to give to your audience just as a gift. Here's the share funnel link if you want to use it. If not, that's totally cool as well. And then something else, he's like, hey, I took your sales page, I think I got a better hook, so I rebuilt it, feel free to A/B split test. And he kept sending me these things, and eventually I'm like, wait, who are you? And we started talking, and he's a young kid, same kind of thing. And then, like, his story was so cool, and I introduced a bunch of people, and he introduced himself, and like, he spoke at one of our events, and just all these doors got open because he was young, right? If he would have been a 35-year-old dude, I just would have blocked everything, you know. Because he was young, I was curious, and it opened up all these things. And so I would just lean into it and realize that what you have as youth is a superpower. It's not a negative thing at all. And people are going to see you and just be like blown away by what you're doing, and just keep doing it. And anyway, so hope that helps.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Russell.
No worries. Thank you.
So Luke, I don't know if you know, but Russell has this really awesome event. I know personally that he said a number of times that behind Funnel Hacking Live, it's his favorite, if not a dead heat for his favorite. It's called Unlock the Secrets, and it's a family driven event. And I don't know if you were able to go to the one that happened in, I think, Denver in 2019. But is there a rumor that you're going to do another one, Russell? Is that,
we do have one coming up. So Luke, if you want to message my team, we'll invite you and your family. You guys can come to it. It's in, it's going to be in Arizona. Where are you from?
I'm in Canada.
In Canada. Okay. Well, if you can break out of Canada, it's in Arizona, I think in June of this year. So message Chris or someone who can connect you with that, with my assistant, and we'll give you and your family tickets if you guys want to come to it. Yeah, it's a family.
I would love that.
Last time we did it, we had, I think we had 300 or 400 like teenagers there, and it was like the coolest experience ever. And this year's gonna be even cooler. So
Russell, do you have time for me to tell one quick anecdote before we do something for Chris?
Yeah.
The anecdote is about Unlock the Secrets. And number one, I'm a huge family person. And so I love the fact that during that event, you light up in a different way. And taking pictures of you, you make different faces. You act a little differently just because you're nurturing what you love about life in children. And it's so fun to watch. Two things. I watched a person, a young man, sitting at the corner of one of the edge of the rows. And he was furiously typing and doing stuff. And I kind of looked at his mom and she goes, yeah. And she kind of did this thing. And I was like, what? And she goes, he's building another funnel. And I'm like, oh, another funnel? And I was like, and I have a picture. He turned it around and he had his ClickFunnels page open and he scrolled it for me. He had dozens and dozens and dozens of funnels that this like 11-year-old had designed himself. And then Noah, my interaction with him was when I was photographing him on stage, you allowed people to ask some questions of the panel. And they said, hey, I'm just curious, what do you charge to build a funnel? You remember this?
This is the best.
You want to tell everybody?
Yeah. He's like, actually, I don't charge people for funnels anymore. I only trade for equity.
Uh-huh. He's like, I don't charge hourly. I only do it for equity. And I was literally like, this kid is my idol now. He's not even in high school and he doesn't do it for hourly wage. He only does it for equity. So Luke, if I have the honor and pleasure of seeing you at Unlock the Secrets, I can't wait to see your funnel and you can tell me that you want equity in my company to help me with something.
I'm super excited.
I love Unlock
the Secrets. Appreciate you, Luke.
My kids actually told me this morning. I was driving to school and Ellie's like, Dad, you're the least mature adult that we know or something like that. I'm like, thank you. That's amazing.
It's the Peter Pan quote, right? We have to get older, but we never have to grow up. That's all there is to it. Hey, Christopher, as we wrap up, I'm sure you're going to have words for Russell. I'm going to have a few myself, but I need to find you in my list. There you are.
He passed out. He's tired. Let's give him a break.
He is. He's probably sleeping. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing good.
Blown away. Blown away. Christopher, do me a favor. I'm sure Russell has very busy and important things to do. He's graced us with 90 minutes of his time. Now that we were able to surprise you with this, thank Russell for his time and thank you. What do you have to say to Russell before he goes and we wrap things up?
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And this is a dream come true. This is not the last symposium for Return on Relationship. I call this a movement, not just an event. And, it just means the world to me, Russell, to have your support and to have everyone's support, everyone that came out to speak and all of you that came out to attend. I want people to think differently about how they build relationships. I think this is something that's a need, and I can't wait for all of you to go away from here and take everything that you've learned and apply it and change your lives. And Russell, you mentioned it when you told the story about Dave. What great news that we got about Dave. He's an incredible individual. I look up to him about as much as I look up to you. And I already thank you publicly, but yeah, relationship saved my life. I'm here putting on this symposium because I met you, and I never would have met Wallace Nelson if it wasn't for meeting you. And relationships are the foundation for everything in your life. And just thank you, Russell, for being here and supporting me in my first symposium. It means the world to me. Thank you. And all of you. Thank you.
Words, man. I'm proud of you for doing it. Takes a lot to put something like this together and to have the vision and everything. So proud of you, man, for doing it. And it's just the beginning, not the end. This is the beginning of, I think, your business, your movement and everything. So proud of you and love you, man.
Love you too.
Everybody wave at Russell. Thank Russell. Russell, thank you, man, for being here. We appreciate you so much. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Russell.
Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I just opened up a texting community, which means you can text me your questions, and right now I'm spending anywhere between 10 and 30 minutes every single day answering questions through text message to people who are on the podcast. And so I wanted you to stop everything you're doing, pull your phone out, and actually text me a message, okay? Now the phone number you need to text is 208-231-3797. Once again, it's 208-231-3797. When you text me, just say hello, and then what's going to happen is it'll add you to my phone, and then it'll send you back a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we can start having conversations. On top of that, through this texting community is where I'm going to be giving out free swag, giving away free copies of my book, let you know about book signings, about times I'm coming to your local area, and a whole bunch more. So I want to make sure you are on this list. On top of that, every single day I'm sending out my favorite quotes, my favorite frameworks, and things you can get for free only through my texting platform. So what you need to do right now is pull out your phone and text me at area code 208-231-3797. One more time, that's 208-231-3797. I can't wait to hear from you right now.